15 times they fucked for hurt comfort reasons, and a few times they didn't. A Guardian story, written by You Enough and read by Calicuria, for You Enough as part of the 2021 Sundial Exchange. This story features the pairing Shunwei Zhaiyin Lan, has been rated mature, and has been tagged Creator Chose Not to Use Archive Warnings. Reader's note, I am doing my best, but I'm so sorry for the way I'm sure I'm mispronouncing everyone's names. Author's note, about consent. This riffs off the fuck or die trope. Consent cannot be given, but there isn't much angst about it. On at least one occasion, Zhaiyin Lan is fully unconscious at the start of it. Zhaiyin Lan eventually gives what he believes to be blanket permission for Shunwei to have sex with him any time they might need to use the magical healing powers this creates. Shunwei rolls with it. This is a Twitter fic, a Twitter thread that spiraled out of control and became vaguely fic-ish. I have no intention to clean it up or pursue the writing any further than this. Many thanks to Naughty, Calicuria, Kimbu, Anon, and several others for sparking this thread. Anon said, Zhenhun Guardian, where everything's the same, except instead of Shunwei hurting himself to share his life force with Zhaiyin Lan, he has to fuck him instead and transfer his semen, send tweet. Calicuria said, good morning to everyone, and to this plot bunny in particular. Anon said, oh my god. In some fandoms, I feel like this would be a potentially angsty prompt, and obviously Shunwei can angst about anything, but can you imagine just how enthusiastic Yulan would be? Calicuria said, yes. Shunwei would angst for forever about it, try to find other options. When he finally brings it up, he's so downcast and apologetic, but it's actually a bit urgent now, and this is the only solution he knows of, and he's so, so sorry. And Zhaiyin Lan had been worried when this conversation first started, but now he's grinning, wide and delighted and a little bit wicked. Shunwei, are you saying you need to fuck me to save my life? Yes! He is so delighted that he has a built-in reason to get himself fucked on the regular. Anon said, he's so worried. Meanwhile, Zhaiyin Lan has lube out before Shunwei is even halfway through the explanation. You Enough said, ah, Shunwei. Zhaiyin Lan drawls as he enters Shunwei's university office without preamble. He saunters over the desk and drapes himself over Shunwei's shoulders. Shunwei continues putting away his papers for grading, ignoring him. I'm feeling a bit sniffly. Come over tonight, Zhaiyin Lan says, waggling his eyebrows at him. Shunwei doesn't look up, but his cheek warms next to Zhaiyin Lan's. Don't joke about this, he chastises. With his tongue, Zhaiyin Lan flicks his eternal lollipop to the other side of his mouth. He emits the tiniest of fake coughs and bats his eyelashes. You are shameless, Shunwei murmurs. Zhaiyin Lan does his thing where he pouts like a naughty porn star. I'll have to punish you, won't I? Shunwei asks, for real, has permission. Zhaiyin Lan beams and pulls Shunwei towards the door. Yes, he says cheerfully. You are so smart, Professor Shen. You know all about energy transfer and fair exchange. Kimbu York says, my headcanon here is that as a secret fanboy, Zhaiyin Lan has read all the Fuck or Die fanfics in his favorite fandoms, and he is so excited to get to act them out. Every one of them. He has them bookmarked for reference. You Enough says, Shunwei has healing sexual energy. 15 times they fucked for hurt comfort reasons, and a few times they didn't. 1, 2, and 3. These are the initial energy transfer fuckings, 3 consecutive rounds, both of them shaky and pale from having just yet survived yet another near-death experience. Shunwei is careful and worried, while Zhaiyin Lan is impatient and eager. 4. This happens a few days later, between cases. They've been busy and thought it was out of their systems, but Zhaiyin Lan faints on the job, and when he comes to, they realize he needs a boost. Zhaiyin Lan lies on the couch, dizzy, and rakes his hands through his hair, trying to decide if he's more angry at his health or amused by the universe's wicked sense of humor. Shunwei frowns. He kneels next to Zhaiyin Lan and asks if he's of clear enough mind to consent. I've had sex way more incapacitated than this, Zhaiyin Lan points out. That does not reassure me. It only makes me angry. I like you angry. Jianlin attempts to pet Shenhui's hair. Shenhui evades it, annoyed. But yeah, yes, of course. I'm just lightheaded, not delirious. And Shenhui, I will always want you. Even if I couldn't speak, you need to know this. It's not exactly great, but Shenhui can see Jianlin's getting paler as he speaks, so he gets them both home and fucks him gently in their bed, trying to be as slow as he can, and checking in often. Jianlin urges him on, with his ankles locked behind Shenhui's back. Afterwards, once Jianlin manages to convince Shenhui that he's as healthy as he ever was, and, in fact, healthier than he's ever been before meeting Shenhui, Jianlin repeats his more or less blanket statement of agreement to sex with Shenhui within these circumstances. Shenhui still isn't happy with it, but Jianlin figures they can deal with it as it goes. 5 and 6. After that incident, they set up a clock reminder for a minimum of once weekly fucking. Jianlin cackles at first while setting it up, a recurring marital labor booty call, but as he types it in, he realizes he feels a bit weird about scheduling sexy times. It takes the spontaneous spark out of it, doesn't it? However, it works wonders for Shenhui, who uses it as an official appointment and preps an even bigger meal than usual to woo him with dinner first, as if Jianlin wasn't ready to wait for him bent over the table and lubed up any day of the week. Jianlin shrugs the weird off and finds imaginative ways to still bring spontaneity into their bedroom activities, such as using the swing next to his bed. 7. Once, the alarm beeps when they're both recovering from another adventure, and Jianlin hits the alarm off and snuggles back into the covers. Shenhui has to insist, but Jianlin grumbles and complains and tells him to do all the work. It is the slowest, most sleepy fuck ever. Jianlin laying there like the pillow queen he has always dreamed of being, half drowsing and smiling and praising Shenhui nonstop. 8. Another time, Jianlin is unconscious and bleeding out on a dirty Dixing palace floor, and Shenhui curses, literally, spells and pleas slipping from his lips as black birds flying from a storm, and undoes both their pants with trembling hands. The startled guards on duty look at each other and uncomfortably cough. My lord? Here? Now? But the SID team kicks the guards out and stands watch of the entrances from outside the doors, growling, hissing, or waving their electric batons at everyone coming close. When Jianlin finally slowly opens his eyes, he finds Shenhui crouched over him, most of their clothes still on, encrusted with blood and grime. They're still joined, but Shenhui is holding himself on all fours above him like a protective, terrible beast, and he's shaking, face contorted in a grimace. Jianlin reaches up carefully, cups Shenhui's face, and smears the paths tears have cut on the dust of his cheeks. He croaks, Shenhui, Shenhui. And Shenhui looks up, startled out of his own grief spiral. Shenhui looks at him like he's a ghost and a miracle in the first moonrise of the year. Jianlin might be fuzzy on the details, but he knows a man hovering on his breaking point when he sees it. He cradles Shenhui with his arms and his legs and his words, wishing they could fuse their bodies even more than this, forever. He holds Shenhui through silent sobs and angry, choked off, I thought you... so much blood... too close, and blankets it all with his own shushing and love. 9 and 10. The next few times are private. 11. This time, Jianlin broke a leg and or ribs and gets a cast before Shenhui can reach him to heal him. It's pretty awkward because most sexual positions they know of don't work, and Shenhui grows frustrated while Jianlin won't stop giggling. Sure, he's a bit high on pain meds, but also, Shenhui's grumpy, concerned face is hilarious, okay? 12 and 13. A couple of times they do quick blowjobs in a bathroom or a hidden nook of a cavern while being pursued by bears. It's to test if oral works, of course. It does. 14. Good thing, too, because next time they need to use Shenhui's magical healing sexual energy, they're both held in chains in some prison, but it's been well over 2 weeks since their last coitus. Jianlin is lying on the disgusting floor next to the cell bars separating them, making weak jokes through cracked lips. Shinwei cannot use his powers to get them out of here. Things are not looking good. Shinwei jerks himself off, fast and angry, chains jangling in the tense silence of the dungeon, hoping their makeshift guards don't come back for making their round too quickly. Once he's come, he extends his manacled hands through the bars as far as he can get them, offering the semen to Xianlan. Xianlan holds the rest steady and cranes his neck and licks Shinwei's hands clean, rasping his tongue along Shinwei's palms, between his fingers, over his knuckles. By the time he's finished, he's staring at Shinwei, eyes clear and sharp, black eye gone. His final few flicks to catch the last drops are framed by a reassuring smile. "Thank you," he says with a wink, and rolls onto his back to stretch, relishing how all his bruises and aches are gone. "Now let's get out of here," Xianlan says, and picks at his locks with something he stole from the guards last time they kicked him around. They're out of there in time for Shinwei to cook them dinner, after which Xianlan presses him against the counter and kisses him and kisses him. 15. This one uses the sex change trope. Xianlan suddenly has body parts that would have been called female by most. He is super excited to test drive his new body, but Shinwei is all... "Wait, where are you in your cycle?" Xianlan blinks and then just has to sit on the floor in consternation while a dozen new kinks and squick alerts flash through his head all at once. Shinwei and Xianlan settle for only performing oral sex until they get this trope resolved, just to be safe. And more. Of course, that trope episode ends on a cliffhanger that Xianlan gets his usual body back, but Shinwei gets hit by that same power. Shinwei hates everything about this experience. Xianlan tries to cheer him up by loudly pondering, how would the sexual power exchange work in this situation? No, really, is it the fluids or a wielding of power or some such? Until Shinwei's geekiness requires him to answer and thus distracts him somewhat from his dysphoria. They don't fuck that night, because Shinwei really hates the situation, but at least by the time Xianlan drifts off to sleep with his head next to his on the pillow, Shinwei is smiling again, and that's really all that matters to Xianlan. They have a bout of marathon sex when they're both back in their typical body configurations. Xianlan whistles obnoxiously for a full week. And many more. And one time down the timeline, years later, after Xianlan finds even more gray hairs in his temple and freaks out, and Shinwei indulgently fucks him into their sofa despite the fact that they know Xianlan's back won't like that in the morning, whispering to him, "You are perfect." Xianlan finds it in himself to pout. "No, I'm old." Shinwei rolls his eyes and his hips. "Not that old," he says. "I will always love you." The words finding a familiar groove in Xianlan's heart. Afterwards, Shinwei holds him and says, "You know that my essence isn't curing you anymore." Xianlan yawns. "Yeah, I know. My energy healed itself to not need the external support anymore, or something, right?" "You knew?" "Of course." And catching Shinwei's look, he smiles. "But a guy has to keep trying, right? What if I get a paper cut and it gets infected? We need to know if you could heal me." "Maybe I will let you die." "An old man this pretty? What a waste! Who would feed the university gossip when I pick you up from class?" "Stop reading the forum and encouraging rumors."
"It's not rumors if it's true."
"You are terrible."
"Kiss me."
Shinwei does. Fun.
Thanks for listening.